Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me with this special episodes of Credit Union Coffee and Conversation. This is Patty Corkery. In celebration of Women's History Month, we obtained a collection of recordings from folks around Michigan and our country, actually, to share a story about a special woman in their life that really made an impact. We thought this would be a great way to celebrate Women's History Month and hear from some folks on different people that really inspired them throughout their life and that might still be inspiring them today. So we have a collection of stories from different people, and they're all very dynamic and unique in their own way. I really enjoyed hearing from the people that contributed. So thank you so much. I'm sure you will enjoy hearing these stories. And what I hope will happen is that it'll make you think of some significant women in your life that have touched you in a certain way that have made a difference. So please enjoy this special episode, and thank you so much for joining me.
My name is Chrissy Siders, and I'm the president and CEO of True Community Credit Union. I want to tell you about my favorite woman, my mama, who inspired me beyond what I could have asked or imagined. I moved into a leadership position at a young age and entered what I like to coin as my on the path to leadership derailment years, or living in the season of next. I was plagued with pride, which caused me to miss opportunities and fail to build relationships. I was stuck in the mindset of what's next for Chrissy, causing me to not be all in for what I had been called to at the time. I wasn't able to focus on what mattered most because the only thing that mattered was me. I wrote several letters asking for promotions, and they were super good. I mean, I was really good at the work I was doing, so why wouldn't they want to promote me, right? Then my mom became sick, and I learned what it meant to be content, not complacent. And I learned how to have joy regardless of the situation. You see, my mama lived in the hospice home for 8 months before passing away in December of 2014. Each day I would go visit my mom, she would have this ridiculous smile on her face. Remember, I said she was in the hospice home. She was completely bedbound. She couldn't feed herself, couldn't bathe herself, couldn't be home with my dad, couldn't see her grandchildren play their sports. She just laid in a bed for 8 months straight. Yet every single time I came into her room, she had the most beautiful smile on her face. We started reading a devotion called Jesus Calling because I was really tired of watching game shows and soap operas. One day, the devotion was on joy, and it all clicked for me. My mama smiled big every day because she had a mindset of joy. She knew that regardless of her circumstances, all was well. I had no idea how much that life lesson and inspiration would mean to me at the time. Today, it means everything. In a world that is filled with noise, chaos, hate, and so much more negative, I am so grateful that my mama taught me to choose joy.
My name is Diane Abenizio, CEO of United Bay Community Credit Union. I have been inspired by many women, some teaching me what not to do. But the most positive inspiration came from my grandma, who raised me. Even though she passed away many years ago, her lessons are still with me today. She taught me to have courage, to be independent, and to be non-judgmental. She taught me to uphold the golden rule, and she raised me to be kind. Her life had not been easy, and she did not share much of her past. I never saw her work outside the home since she was in the latter years of her life when I was growing up. Even so, she still represented a strong work ethic to me. She wanted me to have so much more and to see and do things she had not. Her dream for me was to move to New York, become a flight attendant, and see the world. She had never flown or traveled, and this was her best solution for me to fulfill that dream. Obviously, this was not the path I followed. But flying and traveling, I find great joy in. She was very insightful and intuitive. She taught me to see people and situations for what they were and not what they were presented as. She understood her limitations to be with me all the time and taught me to act with integrity, even when no one was watching. My grandma never limited my potential. I could do or be anything I wanted to be. She encouraged me to learn and to be educated. She instilled in me that my education was mine and anything I learned could not be taken away from me. Even though I did not become the flight attendant she had hoped for, and even though she was not around to see many of my accomplishments, she will always be with me, sitting in her chair in her living room, imparting her wisdom and giving the advice I need. And her stubbornness carries on in my life and is passed on to my daughter and granddaughters.
Hi, I'm Renee Saddy-White, and I work for the African American Credit Union Coalition. I'm also the possibility of people serving other people passionately. And the lady who inspires me daily is Grace Sanchez, who is the prime example of serving people passionately. The ACUC has been blessed with Grace's presence. Before coming to work with ACUC, she worked at Credit Union National Association, CUNA, as executive assistant to three presidents. I'm blown away by the amount of people that know her and speak so highly of her. Her get-it-done spirit has helped ACUC navigate a surge of growth that has been unprecedented for our organization. We lovingly call her General Sanchez. She is a hero for so many reasons, but most of all, her faith. She sees the glass half full and always tries to help solve a problem. She's a confidant, and for me, an hermana, a sister, whom I love dearly. She has overcome many obstacles throughout her life, some that will cause another person to never get out of the bed, but not Grace. She marches through storms and finds something to be grateful for in all circumstances. She's forever smiling and wants to give you a hug and truly living her best life. She inspires me to be better every single day. That's my Grace.
Hi there, I'm Patty Corkery, and I'm the president and CEO of the Michigan Credit Union League. So on this Women's History Month, I am chiming in to talk about a young woman who is very significant in my life and is somebody that I look up to as somewhat of a hero. And those of you listening that know me well are not going to be surprised to hear that my woman to talk about is my daughter, Julia Averbuch. So this isn't about a mom bragging about their kid. So I hope it doesn't come off that way. Really, it's just me sharing with you how much I admire her. Julia, from a young age, has always been fearless in being herself. And that's hard to do, especially as you're growing up and you're trying to figure things out. A lot of times you just become, you know, I did this and a lot of us did this, somewhat of a lemming, right? Kind of latching on to other people and following the crowd. And Julia, from when she was a little girl, has always been her true self. And that hasn't been easy. And it wasn't always easy. It led to a lot of tears, and some rejection, and some hard times for her. But she turned around, and each time an opportunity came up that wasn't something she wanted to be a part of or didn't feel true to herself, she went a different way. And Julia, she's 21. She's going to graduate from the University of Michigan next month in April. And she has been following her passion. You know, my guidance to her as she was starting school, starting college, was to go in there and take everything you can from the experience. And she did that. She joined clubs that were hard to get into. She joined a business fraternity that was challenging to get into. She applied for jobs that were really hard to get. She met people. She's looked at as somebody that people go to for help when they're interviewing for jobs or they're trying to find their passion. So not only in a school way, right, did she take the reins and really have a dynamic college experience, she's also fearless in her personal life. Julia is a trained scuba diver. She's actually a trained rescue diver. So she dives in wherever she can and loves to travel and scuba dive. She's also somebody who jumps out of planes. She got it in her head that she wanted to jump out of planes. So she sent me videos of her jumping out of planes by herself. So once you do it so many times, you can do it solo. And that's what she's done. And she sends me videos and there it looks like this little girl jumping out of a plane with this backpack. And is it scary? Does she get nervous? Absolutely. But she pushes it to an extreme. And now she's starting to climb mountains. So she just summited a 16,000 foot mountain in Mexico and is, after graduation, going out to Nepal to hike up to the base camp of Mount Everest. So She's not only determined to be her own person, but she's not afraid of experiencing what this life has to offer. And I admire that so much. And I hope to capture some of that spirit and incorporate it more into my life. But there's no doubt about it that she is a shining example to me of how to take life and embrace it and make it the best life possible. And so that's why Julia Averbuch is the woman that I wanted to focus on this special month. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Ginger Leach, and I'm the Learning and Development Manager at Community West Credit Union. And a woman that has inspired me in my life would most definitely have to be my Grammy, Rita Weeks. She is my father's mother, and she's had quite a life. She was an editor of a local newspaper down in Cleveland, Ohio. And through her life, she's raised 6 children. And one of them is my Aunt Laura, who at a young age was diagnosed with Rett syndrome, which causes her to not be able to talk, to walk, to do normal activities herself. She can't feed herself or anything. So my grandma, my Grammy, for the entirety of my Aunt Laura's life has taken care of her and still actually does to this day. My Grammy just turned 85 last week, and she's still as healthy as anyone I've known, still taking care of my Aunt Laura. She's someone who is an avid learner. She's read more books than anyone I know. And they're books ranging from true crime to historical fiction to nonfiction to history. And she's just really inspired in me that love for learning and to continue reading and to continue pushing myself, but also to do that even in trials, and that perseverance is seen throughout the entire life of my Grammy. And so that alone really inspires me, but also not only to persevere, but to have a good attitude while you're persevering and growing, to have patience and to have love for those around you. So definitely if I had to choose one woman that really has inspired me and continues to inspire me, it would be my Grammy.
Hello, I'm Carrie Iafredi, CEO of Members First Credit Union, headquartered in Midland, Michigan. In honor of Women's History Month, I will share with you that I continue to be inspired by Louise Herring and Dora Maxwell. If you've been in the credit union industry long enough, you know these women were trailblazers in creating our movement, champions in challenging the status quo. Believing in people, helping people in a male-dominated banking era, they were critical in helping women and minorities gain access to credit. They inspire me to ask why or why not. Most recently, we were held back in helping our members due to language in the Michigan Credit Union Act. I thought, what would these women have done? They would have asked why, and so did I. Now we're working on updating that language in the Act. Cheers to women champions.
My name is Jenny Hoyle, CEO of Isabella Community Credit Union. When I think about the women that have inspired me in my life, several key people come to mind. At the top of the list is and always will be my mom, Ricky Gans. Ricky was a trailblazer, teaching and working outside the home at a time when it wasn't popular to do so. In fact, I remember her telling me that when she began to show when she was pregnant with my brothers and I, she had to stop working because they wouldn't allow the students to be exposed to that back then. However, she persevered and taught us how important it was to be adaptable. In fact, she got bumped from her physical education teaching job at a high school due to seniority and had to find a new place to work and ended up in the adaptive PE program, which revolutionized her life. She was an amazing teacher and gave her special ed students many firsts, including camping and swimming and gymnastics. And I got the opportunity to help her with Special Olympics on many occasions. She was even International Coach of the Year for Special Olympics, a high honor indeed. And so she taught us those lessons to be adaptable and that anything we could put our mind to, we could accomplish as long as we'd work hard. We've all been very successful in our careers, and that's all because of our mom. Another thing she taught us is to be a lifelong learner. And she didn't give lip service to these ideas. She showed us them every day. She took up guitar in her 80s. Just one of the many examples of her in the area of lifelong learning. There's no way I would be the woman I am today without the influence of my most inspiring woman, my mom, Ricky Gans. Thank you, Mom. Appreciate everything you've done for me.
Greetings, credit union colleagues and friends. I am Lisa Gray, and I've been a member of the Dow Credit Union team in the amazing credit union industry for over 32 years. I can't think of a better way to honor Women's History Month and celebrate International Women's Day than to tell you about a precious and inspirational friend of mine. Marjorie Neeb, or better known as Marge to all her friends, has been termed my most unlikely friend. Unique circumstances that I can only point to divine intervention brought her into my life, and I am so thankful. Here's how Marge has inspired me. She unselfishly puts others first. She loves unconditionally. She deeply forgives wrongs. She's forthright and honest, always speaking the truth in love. Proverbs 27:17 reads, "As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend." Marge's presence in my life has not only sharpened me for greater impact, but she has rounded off my rough edges and softened me to be more well-received by others and have greater influence. While this relationship has existed alongside my career life, the life principles she has taught me have perfectly translated into my work life and made me a better employee, leader, and credit union advocate. As we celebrate all women this month, it is my hope that you all have a Marge in your life to continually challenge and inspire you to be a better human for your family, your credit union, and the world around you.
Dave Adams here, CEO of CU Solutions Group. Thanks, Patty Corcoran, for the opportunity to share a few thoughts on about the women who have inspired me in my life. And I could certainly talk about my mother, who raised four boys by herself after my father died in a plane crash. I could talk about my Aunt Renee, who is alive today at the age of 95 and has lived through all kinds of adversity. And it's just a model of endurance and a life well lived. And certainly all of the women who have inspired me in the credit union industry and in a broader society, whether it be political leaders or corporate leaders. But I am going to go back to my fifth grade class when I was 11 years old. Mrs. McFatridge was my teacher, and I was a pretty shy kid, and I certainly did not like speaking and, you know, getting in front of people and speaking. But I had to give an oral book report on a book called The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, which, by the way, is another great example of a woman, in an African-American woman in history whose life spanned slavery and the civil rights movement. And there was a wonderful movie that was made from that book with Jane Pittman, played by Cicely Tyson. But going back to Mrs. McFatridge in that fifth grade class, the exhilaration actually that I felt after I mustered the courage to give that report and the positive reinforcement that she gave me after that, it was just a life lesson at the age of 11. Set a foundation for me so that in my future life and my future endeavors, I was able to have the confidence to do some of the communication related things that have brought me a lot of joy and that hopefully have contributed to some success in my life. So thank you to Mrs. McFatridge and to all educators out there who do so much to help kids get the foundation they need for a happy and successful life.
Hello, I'm State Representative Stephanie Young, representing the new House District 16, which includes parts of Northwest Detroit, South Redford Township, and Southeastern Livonia. And so here we are, March 2023, Women's History Month. And when I think about one woman who had an impact on my life, you know, we can think of all kind of women in politics, women in science, women in medicine, women in history. But I am going to talk about the woman who instilled values about decency, values about caring about strangers. I want to talk about that woman. And that woman just happens to be my mama, Willa Mae Tompkins. I grew up in a household where our doors were always open. If there were people who didn't have a place to stay, they could stay with us. If there were people who didn't have food to eat, we would feed them. My mom was someone who said, there's always room for one more. And there's never a time where we should reject people. I grew up watching my mom just give when I thought she didn't have anything left to give. She would find a way. And so as I serve now in the Michigan House of Representatives, I govern myself that same way. I care about people. I have a simple saying, love is the work And I saw that love through my mom, and now I get an opportunity to show it to the rest of the world. So for March 2023, Women's History Month, my woman that I would like to lift up, who I am lifting up, is Willa Mae Tompkins, my mama.
I am Brian Knight, President and CEO of the National Association of State Credit Union Supervisors. What a fabulous project to gather testimonials regarding women in our lives that have inspired us. I am grateful to have the opportunity to share my mother's story. I remain to this day in awe of my mother's unwavering sense of self, unshakable adherence to what is right, and fortitude in the face of challenge and adversity. Not deterred by the world around her, my mother has always lived her life on her terms, secure in her ability to forge her own path. Ingeborg Bauer Knight was born in Germany on the cusp of World War II, the middle of what would be five daughters. In 1962, she left all she had ever known to come to America. Here in graduate school, she would meet and marry a fellow historian, an immigrant from Jamaica. At a time when their marriage was still illegal in many states, certainly socially frowned upon and generally uncommon, she would work side by side with my father as he rose to the top of academia while raising three children. Unfazed by the slings and arrows of a society that were perplexed by this foreign-sounding woman in an interracial marriage, she would vanquish the micro and macro aggressions that were triggered by our family's presence in circles of society where we were not regularly found, with a perfect combination of firmness, grace, and contempt for those who questioned her choice of family. She instilled in all of us, my brother, sister, father, and me, a dedication to our own life mission and life choices, a seemingly inexhaustible reservoir of strength and determination to know who we are, our family's history, and that we belong. Today, while as a society, we still have a long way to come, in many ways, we have caught up to what my mother saw and knew nearly 60 years ago. People exist on a plane above and beyond societal norms. My mother remains a source of inspiration and awe for me all these years later. Patty, thank you for the opportunity to share a small fraction of her story.
Hi, my name is Shelley Mitchell. I am the owner of Sapphire Dimension, LLC. When I get stuck, I turn to my she, Harriet Tubman, the Great Emancipator. I feel that when I get stuck, Harriet Tubman is right here and she asks me, what are you going to do, Shelley? And when she asks me that question, I know that it's time for me to rethink, cry, get up and get to work with my boots on, to do it afraid, to do it while I'm crying, because with Harriet Tubman right in my face asking me, what are you going to do, Shelley? I know that it's time for me to get up and go. I have to move.
Hi, I'm Tracy Kenyon, President and CEO of Montana's Credit Unions. In honor of Women's History Month, I'm pleased to share a quick story of an inspiring woman in my life. Though it may be cliche, I'm going to talk about my mother because I was truly blessed to have an amazing role model. My mom had a rough childhood, and she's never allowed that to define her. She went to college and dropped out to marry my dad in the late 1950s. After raising four daughters, she went back to finish her degree and became a kindergarten teacher in the late 1980s. About 10 years ago, I took her to the CUNY GAC and persuaded her to come along on a Hill visit. Our congressman at the time was more than a little condescending to my then, I don't know, she was probably about 73 years old, this lovely retired teacher. He offered her his chair and then proceeded to stand in front of her the entire time to conduct the visit. At the end, he turned to her and said, "Well, what did you think of that, Mom?" To which my darling mother replied ever so sweetly, "Well, much of the conversation reminded me of the time that I served on the local HUD board where we discussed how to help people with affordable housing through lending programs." The congressman's jaw dropped, and I have to tell you, I was never so proud to be her daughter. She has always believed that my sisters and I could do anything, and she's also believed in being so kind and generous with her time and talent. She tells me often how proud she is of me and my sisters. Thank you so much for the opportunity to celebrate her and other amazing women.
Wasn't that so great hearing all of those stories? I loved it. I loved listening to each of those as they came in. Each and every one brought a tear to my eye. And I'm so grateful that the people that contributed had such amazing women in their life to really help mold and shape them and make a difference in their life and make them think about things differently. Really very cool to be a part of these stories. So thank you so much for those that shared. And I really appreciate it. And of course, I love telling my own story about my daughter, Julia. So thanks so much for joining. I love that we were able to put this together. Kudos and a major thanks again to all those that contributed. You made the podcast a lot better. So thanks again. And I will talk to you again on the next pod.